CNN and get the microphone.
Blog Talk Radio.
And now I present to you that international Bible teacher of teachers, Seer Israel of Seedwell. He will utter dark sayings and mysteries which have been kept from the foundation of the world, showing us the way to go. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
With your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name.
Hallelujah.
A pause of the Sabbath day. We live on Yahuwah's radio. It's a day the Almighty created and made for me and you. We rejoice and be glad in it. We live at cap 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Get in where you fit in at. For questions and comments, dial 224-600-5579. Final part of the Sabbath day. Gave for the children of Israel to keep for an everlasting covenant on the bottom part of the Sabbath day. Remember one thing, be quick to hear and slow to speak. Be ready to hear something, not to tell. So, and now, you're in the temple of learning. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. All right.
Okay. All right. Well, it gets to Luke 12:12. Now, you said it's only marriage, only divorce in marriages. We're going to read that. Because people say, I like to get a bill of paper, write a divorce. Right? But I just get a divorce, according to what you read. The Bible got to all that, so I get a divorce. Because the world it tells you to get a bill of paper and you get a divorce. Real quick. All right. Yahuwah be with you, Brother Nehemiah, Israel, and Steve Royal.
Yahuwah bless you.
Brother Titus. Israel.
Of Steve Royal.
All right. Let's go to real quick. From Nehemiah Israel, we're going to see about how you get a divorce the proper way, real quick. What is a divorce according to the Bible? All right, we're going to the book of Matter of fact, make that, let's go to Corinthians real quick. No, make that Romans 7. I'm right here. Let's go to the book of Romans. All right, Romans, pick it up at Romans chapter 7 real quick. Go on the book of Romans, chapter 7. Pick up at verse 1. Romans chapter 7, verse 1.
Romans chapter 7, verse 1. Know ye not, brethren, but I speak to them that know the law.
He said, speak to them. Talk about leaders. Leadership that know the law. Go ahead.
How that the law have dominion over man as long as he lives.
So the law got dominion, means got rule over you. As long as you what?
Live.
As long as you got breath in. As long as you breathing, right? Like we breathing now. As long as you live, that means you got breath in you, right? All right, go ahead. Verse 2.
Verse 2. So the woman which has an husband is bound by the law.
So the woman which has an husband is bound by the law. Go ahead.
As long as he lives.
As long as he got breath, right?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
But if the husband be dead.
If the husband be shut down, meaning not breathing no more.
Right.
She's shut down. Go ahead. She is what?
Loose from the law of her husband.
So it's loose from the law of her husband. Right?
Yes.
So we're reading about the divorce real quick. Because if you get a paper, what I... Okay, give me real quick.
Let me get a picture up on that paper. Just real quick. So when you go get a paper, let's get a preach up on that. Let's go to Psalm 50. And put on verse 16. So when you get a paper, a little piece of paper on your brother hand, you see, like you said earlier, Brother Nehemiah, she wants you to go and do until you say, I do, right?
Yeah.
But understand something. The word of God, according to Yahweh, says what? Psalm chapter 50, verse 16. Let's hear these words.
Psalms chapter 50 and verse 16.
Yeah, I know I am.
But unto the wicked, Yahweh said.
What is it to the wicked?
What hast thou to do to declare my statutes?
He said, unto the wicked. What does the wicked got to do to declare my statutes? The wicked is the one that gave them the marriage license.
Okay.
So when you go and get a marriage license from who?
The wicked.
The wicked, right? The only thing the wicked.
To declare my statutes, or that thou shouldest take my covenant in thy mouth.
Now, he won't take my marriage covenant in thy mouth.
Right? Seeing thou hatest instruction.
So they're not going to follow the instructions. They just got to read words. Now, mine said, once you're in a marriage relationship, the only way you can get out of that marriage is to get the word again. But they came. Marriage just might change clothes now, right?
You
know? So that's why he tells me, make it what you got there with my marriage covenant, girl.
And casteth my words behind thee.
Well, you know, man.
Verse 18, when thou sawest the thief, then thou contendest with him.
Good. Now back up that verse again. Back up one verse again.
Okay, verse 17. Seeing thou hatest instruction.
So you're not going to follow the Bible marriage instruction. You're not going to follow that. You're married to cat girls and then get out and get home. Huh? And then get down there. You're married to cat girls down there. You're not going to follow what I got written about how marriage is supposed to go. Go ahead and read 17 again.
Thou hatest instruction.
You hate to understand the instructions. The instructions of a marriage is, now hold that point up there. Go to the 19th chapter of Matthew, verse 5. Go to 19, verse 5. Let me show you what the Bible says about a marriage. You see, what it is, once we fall in the world in relationships and everything else, y'all watching can watch and keep us getting our back bent because we're not doing nothing but our telling, but we're doing what's called the people's telling to do. What you say in 19 verse 5, read that, Brother Hillary. Matthew 19 verse 5.
Matthew 19:5. And said, for this cause shall a man leave father and mother, and shall cling to his wife.
So when you get a wife, you both leave who?
Your parents.
And then she got to cling on you, right? So you got to have a mess already ready to bring her out. Go ahead.
And shall cling to his wife.
Yeah.
And the twain shall be one flesh.
Then y'all be one flesh, all right?
Hallelujah. Verse 6. Wherefore, there are no more two, but one flesh.
And now they become one flesh, right?
What together, what therefore Yahuwah has joined together.
Now what Yahuwah? See, who got to put the marriage together?
Yahuwah
got to put it together.
Yahuwah
put it together according to his book. Not declaring what goes on City Hall. Well, City Hall don't care. You can bring a jackass down here, and if you got the money, and the jackass make a sound, and you say, I do, and y'all too married. You can marry anything down in City Hall. Now, you got to have your money right. There's no laws whatsoever. Go ahead, Ronnie.
What therefore Yahuwah has joined together.
What Yahuwah put together.
Let not man put asunder or separate.
Go ahead, man. Three.
Verse 7. They said unto him, why did Moses then command to give us a writing of
the law? Well, Yahuwah the son, why did Moses write a bill of divorce? Why did he do that? Go ahead.
And to put her away.
And Moses, told our foremost involved, he can put her away. Go ahead.
Verse 8. And right. He said unto him, Moses, because of the hardness of your mind.
Because the hardness of your head.
Go ahead. Suffer you to put away your
wife. So Moses got tired of y'all bugging him about it. He said, just go ahead and get rid of it. Make a move on it. Go ahead, watch it now.
But from the beginning.
But from the beginning, the way the order was set up.
It was not so.
It was not so.
Verse 9. And I say unto you.
Listen good. Now, I say unto you.
Whosoever shall put away his wife.
Now, you put away your wife.
And except it be for fornication.
Now, and she ain't backdoored you. She ain't with people another man.
And shall marry another.
And then you go, now I'm going to give me another one.
Committed adultery.
Well, committed adultery.
And whoso married her.
Now who married her?
Which is put away.
That put away?
Does commit adultery.
You know what? That's what they don't bring in the Bible. They put your hand on the Bible, but within the Bible they bring nothing in the Bible to you then. So you can't put a woman away unless she backdoors you. Or you die. Right. That's where it works. If she ain't backdoors you, And now when y'all ain't died, what do you do? Now you got fornication all over the area.
So what happens when the woman catches the man and he's caught up in adultery?
Then she got the right to leave you.
She got the right to
leave you. If you don't commit adultery, she can leave you. She can leave you. That's the only way you put your woman away that you are married. Yahweh is one of you backdoors. You can't say, well, the old gray hair bear or the old gray hair ain't like she used to be. No, you can't do it because she ain't like she used to be. That's why you got to try the spirit before you get with the spirit.
Yahweh.
So if you don't try them and you don't understand what the Bible way of the Bible, that was way earlier. When you get a relationship, automatically, this understanding got to be knowing what you got to do. According to reading your mind, 1:16-17. So understanding is the best thing in the world.
Yeah,
you got to know what a relationship is all about according to the Bible. not according to the flesh.
But the key thing here, it says, what therefore got quiet put together. Fornication ain't gonna be in there.
But when Yahweh put together, you understand the rules of Yahweh. Because remember, he teaches the rules first.
Right.
So with his marriage, he gets the rules first. Then the elders and the preachers teach about what you're going into a marriage, what you Yahweh requires of you. So we get off into worldly marriages. We get off into plus marriage. We get off in our feelings marriage. We get off in marriage because that person can help me get a better position in the world.
Okay, help me satisfy that.
Right. So all that, that's not Yahweh way. That's where we come in at. When a couple come to us, we got to show them what the Yahweh way of getting married.
Yahweh.
Now, Yahweh's way of getting married is totally different from the world.
Yahweh.
So, once we understand that, then Yahweh will intervene. But we marry according to 724. Give me that middle mile, St. John. Give me 724. This is how we marry. So, when we get married, we do St. John 724. This is how we get married. This is how we marry right now here. 724. Let me tell you.
John 7:24.
Right.
Judge not according to the appearance.
And that's what we do. We look at a woman for lusting after her appearance.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
But judge righteous judgment.
So when you get a mate, what kind of judgment?
Righteous judgment.
What is the righteous judgment? 6:25 to 200. Now, what is the righteous? You don't look at it because you got the all the parts that and she do what you like. Who chose righteous judgment? Right? But she told her life, she just make everything just fall in place, okay?
So brother Elder Seer, you're saying so it's not about this your fingers,
it's about the righteous.
I mean it's
about righteous.
But that's true. That's
okay, let's read what is righteous. 6:25, big ones, come on. Which way you go to one of righteous. He said, judge your mate to righteous. And he said, right?
Yes.
Okay, well, it's righteous. Deuteronomy 6:25. Come on, brother, brother, brother.
Deuteronomy 6:25.
Yes.
And it shall be our righteousness that we observe to do all these commandments before Yahweh, our Yahweh, as he has commanded us.
So, I'm going to judge my mate on being righteous, meaning automatic that she has to have some understanding about what? About what? According to 6:25?
Our righteousness.
Our righteousness. And that's keeping laws, statutes, and commandments. So my calling to her to get a mate, she got to be righteous.
So,
and righteous is doing what again, 6:25?
If we observe to do all these commandments.
She got to do all the laws, practices, and commandments.
So she's not the woman from the...
So she got to be doing according to the Bible.
Right.
She got to be doing the laws, practices, and commandments.
According to what I just read.
According to what you read.
She ain't the woman.
What that means if she ain't doing it, the laws, practices, and commandments, she ain't the woman. If you're going to be a 37:12, it's a lot. Really. That if you're going to be a 37:12, so she is starting with you. You got to be a 37:12. That's where it starts at. It starts with you. Don't say 37:12.
Sirach 37:12. But be ye continually with a Yahwali man.
So you got to be what kind of man?
A Yahwali man.
You got to be a Yahwali man. That's where it starts at. See, you got to be the Yahwali man. You got to lay down what kind of man you are. I'm a Yahwali man. A Yahwali man keeps laws, statutes, and commandments. So it starts with you. Before you even think about a mate, you got to make sure you line up with Yahwali. You got to make sure you're keeping laws, statutes, and commandments, And then she gonna call you what kind of man?
A Yahwali.
A Yahwali man. So a woman got to know a Yahwali man. Do what is that? 37:12.
But be ye continually with the Yahwali man.
Yeah.
Whom thou knowest to keep the commandments of the Yahwali.
And so a woman got to make sure when she get with a man, she got to know he's a Yahwali man to do what?
Who keeps the commandments of Yahwah.
So this is what a woman does with that. The woman goes back and marries somebody because of his position and his stature. He got 14 shoes on, so I know he already, he all white pants, the worst ride, but his shoes, he got size 14 shoes.
Are you talking about me?
So there it is. So the woman, that's why we got to train our daughters to look for a Yahwali man that you just do what?
Keeps the commandments.
That you know. Not him telling you about it. You got to know that man you try to get with keep laws, statutes, and commandments. So now let me tell your daughter. That's why you got to train your daughter to understand how to find a Yahwali man. You got to know that he's doing what? That he's keeping what?
Keep the commandments of the
law, statutes, and commandments.
Yahwah.
So now she on the right track. She got a Yahwah. She ain't got just a big dog with some 14 shoes on. They ain't got a good job for right now. She got a man that's keeping laws, statutes, and commandments. Now look what'll happen now and read first all. But what's your read again? Now verse 15.
I wanted to say
before. Now take your time, go ahead, talk. Talk loud.
This is the medicine that I need.
Well, you come to class to get the medicine that you need because that's what it's all about. When you come and keep the Saturday, let me tell you, the young mind will teach you. So, and the seer knows when to come in and add things to it. The first thing we got to do to get a better head, we got to make sure we is a law, statute, and a commandment people. See? And she got to know where you stand from the get-go. 37, verse 12 again. Look and get them.
37 and 12. Salah.
Be continually with a Yahwali man.
Whom thou knowest.
That you got to know.
To keep the commandments of Yahweh.
That he keep the laws, statutes, and the commandments.
Whose mind is according to thy mind.
And his mind is according to Yahweh's mind. Let's piece up that. So what kind of mind you got to have? Go to 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and figure 12, 9, verse 14. See, this is why when we put down your borders, we got to let them know what to look for to get them a Yahwali man. Just not know any man because of his position in the world. Because all that going to come to nothing. So what's going to stand is the word of Yahweh. So we got to get brothers, elders in place to teach the Bible way of relationships. Not just relationship because of the world. Because we jump up and get somebody because they can get us a better position. Because he got a big, pretty nice house, big car, and long shoes on, and a washboard stomach. Out on him. He can be a maniac when he closes the door. He can bring all kinds of problems in his brain. But you stuck with that man unless a buzz will come in. So you got to put up with that man because you did not try that man before you got with that man through the Bible. That's why it's so important to make the classes. And where the classes are, come on, y'all follow me exactly what you know to help yourself, to help others.
This is why I had thought to
marrying her. He snapped me out of it, told me no.
Well, no. When he got you, he sent you to class now to show you exactly the first thing you got to get right is yourself.
Right.
So learn to get the helpmate that you need, you won't want from the Bible, but it starts with you. You can't be all over the place. They got a commercial called Greyhound, learn to drive and get up. I don't care how bad the world is, right? So, when it starts that the relationship is you got to be a Yahwali man. 37 verse 15. So, I 37 15 read. 37 verse 15, brother Nehemiah.
So, I 37 and 15. And above all, this pray to the Most High that He will direct thy way and truth.
So you got to what?
Pray to the Most High.
Okay, once you pray to Yahweh, can you say He's going to answer you?
Yeah, He will direct your way.
He's going to direct your way. He's going to direct your way right to the ministry, because now you're ready to hear it. That's what it is. Once you pray to Yahweh, then He'll direct your way to where you got to be to get your answer. He will pray to your God, no doubt about it. Then He will direct your way where to go. Amos 3:7. Then He will direct your way. So once you understand all of this thing, then we won't be making these loose statements. And then when the time comes, you're going to recognize the signs of time that woman is for you. Because how you got yourself right with Yahweh. If you're not going to get right with Yahweh, don't expect for a woman to get right with you. You got to lead by example according to this Bible. What you reading?
Amos 3:7.
Make a note of it and take off.
Amos 3:7.
Uh-huh.
Surely the Yahweh will do nothing, but He revealed His secret unto His servant, the seers.
So when Yahweh got them to tell something for you, who He going to tell it to first?
The seers.
Okay. Then the seer's job is to do what? We don't know the order of this thing. We can always be confused and think, somebody got an idea and looking something in the ear. No. Satan get in here and hope that you jump out of protocol, because once you got a protocol, Yahweh said, He's going to use them. Because protocol is, if Yahweh got to say, who are going to say to the first? Well, in the microphone. The spears. That's what he's going to say to first. Now, what do they do after they get it? Let's go to Exodus 3:16. Now, once the seer get it, what do we throw the devil behind that? How do it work? As I was telling the young mind earlier, he got to lead by example. He got to be the first one in and last one go. So watch what he's doing. He's setting up something that it might be imitated, but it will be duplicated if you do this thing right. We got to do this thing right according to the Bible. What you mean?
Exodus 3:16.
Verse 8.
Go and gather the elders of Israel together.
Right.
And say unto them,
right,
the Yahweh of your father, the Yahweh of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Jacob, appeared unto me, saying, I have surely visited you and seen that which is done to you in Egypt.
Good. So the first thing the seer got to do is do what, according to verse 16?
Gather the elders.
Gather the elders. That's number one.
Yep.
After Yahweh showed the seer, immediately he's going to do what? According to verse 16, do what?
Gather the elders together.
Gather the elders together. That's how it works first. Mm-hmm. Let's go to Numbers chapter 6.
Yeah,
verse 22. Pick it up on the number 9. This is real good. Numbers 6, 22. Now, once you are seen the elders, then what happened next? We're going down what happened next. Long the order is not in place, Yahweh can continue to have them get our back to you. Once we get in order, either in relationship, how to build our brothers and sisters one-on-one, then the page of the book. You deal with whatever you deal with from the pages of this book. This goes saying.
Numbers chapter 6 and verse 22. And the Yahweh speak unto Moses, saying.
One. First step, Yahweh spoke to Moses. Isn't that the same thing in Amos 3:7?
Yeah.
Yahweh. Read it.
Read.
Oh, 23. Speak unto Aaron and unto his sons.
Then we speak unto Aaron and his sons.
Yes.
Good.
On this wise, ye shall bless the children of Israel.
So how is this thing working now? So how is it working now?
Yahweh speaks to the seer.
Yeah.
Then the seer gathers the elders.
Yeah.
Then the elders gathers the young lions.
Yeah.
And the young lions gathers the brothers and the sisters.
Yeah.
And speak unto them.
That's how it works.
I got children.
That's the order of how it works. Yahweh, that's the order of how it works. So when you're in position for Yahweh, you got to know how it works according to the Bible. Not according to Christianity or what the Spirit got in your head. Let's go to 4 verse 1. Now, 1 Timothy 4 verse 1. 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 1. 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse number 1.
1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 1.
You read from the chest. Read from the chest.
Now, the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter time.
In the, what time we in now?
Latter time.
So the Spirit is going straight.
Yeah.
The Spirit is going straight. No cut off. It's speaking in the latter time, which is now, Brad.
And some shall depart from the faith.
And now some go back. Let me just say it here. Yeah. Some of them is going to bag away. They're going to get too hot on them. They're going to bag away. What makes you back away? Let's find out about Brother Titus. What that point? Brother Titus, put the marble here, bro. Put the marble there, Brother Almighty. We're going to 8 verse 8 to 14. And Romans. Let's find out what makes you back away.
Romans 8 verse 8 to 14.
Yeah, let's find out what makes you back away. He said, a lot of days they're going to back away from the Spirit. Mm-hmm. This is the Word. He said, in a lot of times, that means the times is now. They're going to bag with the same, Brother Nehemiah. Let's find out what is Paul addressing the Lord and Israelites. Tell them about the same thing. 8 verse 8 down to 14, come on.
Romans chapter 8 and verse 8.
No, let
8 through 14.
Let Nehemiah get there.
Okay.
Just trying to make a move of it.
Alright, the book of Romans chapter 8, verse 8. It reads, so did they that are in the flesh cannot please Yahweh.
So if you're in the flesh,
if your decision are based upon,
you're going to miss all of this and all that. When you're watching the flesh, guess what? Guess who you're not pleasing?
Yahweh.
And that's the problem. A lot of brothers and sisters cannot stand to not touch knees at night. I won't do nothing to offend because I want to make sure I can get my knee touching. So I'm going to say things to keep everything going smooth in the house because I love my knees to fuck and to hurt me. But what do y'all want to say about that in the book?
Romans chapter 8, verse 8. So then they that are in the flesh.
So when you're in the flesh,
cannot please Yahweh.
And if you're not pleasing Yahweh, you're pleasing him. Same with the devil.
That's right.
So when you're not pleasing Yahweh, you're pleasing the counterbalance them.
See, I have made you
and Yahweh to Pharaoh.
I made you what?
And Yahweh to Pharaoh.
Mm-hmm.
And Aaron, your brother, should be your seer.
So, when he says, speak up your children of Israel, who Moses knew that he was going to speak to? According to 7 verse 1. So, when he says, speak up, Moses, speak up the children of Israel, who Moses was getting ready to go speak to according to Exodus 7 verse 1?
After that, young man, Moses was to speak unto Pharaoh.
Moses, you got to hit that box again. Moses was to speak to Aaron. Just read in 7 verse 1. Just read in 7 verse 1.
Okay, yeah.
You just read the order in 7 verse 1.
Okay, yeah.
Now, you don't try to test again. I'm telling you, when you sit, you got to get this thing right. So in 7 verse 1, it was set up from Moses received from Yahweh, and Moses gave it to whom?
To Aaron.
To Aaron. So Aaron will be the one that gives to the elders and so on and so on. So Moses was there, no problem, then who? Aaron.
Aaron.
7 verse 1. Once we in order, Yahweh will intervene. But we got to be in order where the fear don't say one word and the teacher led by them elders got them in order to take care of his business. That's why we not cut in on the marriage conversation y'all was on, because I know it got to be shown biblically. Now once you understand it biblically, how it's supposed to go, then you get ready to go. Now back up on 4 verse 10. Let's see where this order comes from. That's the 4 verse 10. Let's read a little bit of our brother Titus. That's the 4 verse 10. Let's find where this order came from. This is really a repeat. See, Yahweh, he repeats things to you, and 7:1 is coming from 4 verse 10, and watch how the rest of the table. Come on, 4 verse 10. No more audio there, young man.
All right, the book of Exodus, chapter 4, verse 10. And Moses said to Yahweh, O my Yahweh, I am not eloquent, neither heretofore, nor since you have spoken unto your servant. But I am slow of speech.
He said, I'm slow of speech, right?
And of a slow tongue.
I got a slow tongue because I was raised up as an Egyptian. I was not raised up as an Israelite, my bloodline. Go ahead.
Verse 11. And Yahweh said unto him,
what is it?
Who had made man's mouth?
Who made man's mouth?
Who maketh the tongue?
Who made the tongue?
Nor the deaf.
Man.
Nor the seeing.
Man.
Or the blind.
Man.
Have not I, Yahweh?
Did not do it, go ahead.
Swear. Now therefore go. And I will be with your mouth.
But I'm going to be. So when Moses was talking, who was really talking?
Yahweh
was talking. But Yahweh, you're speaking like, you're saying like, no power whatsoever. That means one thing, you're not sure of what you're doing. And leadership, that you ain't sure about nothing else, you got to be sure about this word. You got to boldly be able to bring this thing to the table. Because people depend on him to be prepared. And the fear will do all he can do is get you there, but look, you be prepared. So now I got these buckets like the door to go in the room. Keep going.
All right. Okay. And teach you what you should say.
And Yahweh is in what kind of business?
Teaching
business, not preaching business. Yes, brother Nehemiah. He's in a teaching business. And that's what we try to do now. Teach the elders. Teach what got to be taught on everything to get us out of here in the proper time, but according to this book. Amen.
Verse 13. And he said, O my Yahweh.
O my Yahweh.
Sin, I pray you by the hand of him. Then you will see.
Now, Moses is trying to get out of that position. See, you understand something that Yahweh, give me 46, 9 and 10, Brother Nehemiah. I'll give 46, verse 9 and 10. See, Moses is trying to get out of that position right now. Once you send somebody, can do that thing. That was a, but not knowing what Yahweh got written in Isaiah 46, 9, and 10. What he got written by the man of life? What do I wrote?
Isaiah 46, 9, and 10. Remember the former things of old.
Yes.
I am Yahweh.
No.
And there is none else.
No.
I am Yahweh. And there is none like me.
And what you do, Larry?
Verse 10. Declaring the end from the beginning.
So I declare, Moses, I declare the end from the beginning, Robert.
And from ancient times, the things that are not yet done.
Saying what?
Saying, my counsel shall stand.
My counsel going to stand.
And I will do all my pleasure.
And I'm going to do everything I tell you I'm going to do. And I'm going to give you a picture from Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 4 and 5. That was all my Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 4 and 5. And this is how Yahweh operates. See, you got to be in a position to know how to watch either your mate. Either your mate got to watch you from the page of the book. If they see you all over the place, we will get you a mate that's all over the place. And y'all have nothing in common but two men in the sheet. Because she on one thing and you on another. And as long as you have common, it's two men in the sheet, and after it's all over. Because they didn't try that person from the page on a book. They put the time in to learn how to get your mate according to the Bible. You got a mate according to the world. She bore our life. Look how she walk. I love the one got no chest.
You're in my body now.
Now, that's the reason when the children of Israel don't understand a relationship is forever. I'm thinking, break it up is death or fornication. But you got to know what you're getting into before you get off into. Rules and regulations got to be understood first. So the man's responsibility, the young man, is to try that person through the pages of his book before you come together in the head, before you come together in the bed. We got to make sure you understand what Yahweh is saying. What's a Yahweh marriage? Not a marriage for being down in City Hall. That's saying the devil. He saying nothing you got down there, I'm going to honor. And no marriage certificate you got in City Hall, I'm going to honor anyway. I'm going to honor what's written in this book. I told those in City Hall, what you got to do with my covenant. Because you ain't going to be right. You going to lie and say you, the people of the book, knowing you sinners of evil. So you're alive from the get-go. You got to pitch your seed before a jail cell. The man in the Bible is a color man. So you're alive from the get-go. You're going to be one lie, all the rest of the day is a lie. So how do you put a measure of life together? That's Yahweh going to honor. He ain't honoring nothing. He'll honor what's in this book. A marriage relationship is what's in this book. And what he said in Malachi, read that. But Titus 2, verse 6. And what he said. And Habakkuk 13, verse 8. And 9, waiting on me for Nehemiah or Hebrews. Back to back, hardcore. The book of Malachi, to see it, 3, verse 6.
Right.
For as Yahweh, I change not, I don't change. I didn't change the way you supposed to find your better half. I didn't change nothing in his book. You don't find a better half, you find from his Bible. Good.
Just when you sons of Israel.
Good.
Are not consoled.
Because I don't change. Preach up, come on, now preach up, come on. 13:8-9, Hebrews.
Hebrews, what chapter?
Chapter 13, verse 8 and 9.
Chapter
13. Didn't I preach up? 13, verse 8 and 9.
Hebrews chapter 13, verses 8 and 9.
Word.
Yahweh the Son, the same yesterday.
Yeah, same by there. Live by there. and the book of Genesis.
Verse 9. Be not carried about.
No, put that verse 8 again up.
Verse 8. Yahweh the Son, the same yesterday.
Yesterday back there in Genesis.
Today.
Right now at the present. Right now.
And forever.
And forever. So the marriage you're going through right now got nothing to do with the Bible. I ain't changed no marriage. The way you married is what I got written in the Bible. To find you a Yahweh man. She must be a Yahweh woman. That's the marriage of the Bible.
Now, if you got some on your head, do you
you can just honor your head and your head and have the most room.
Yahweh.
And he just dishonored him. That was just dishonored for him. Pray.
Verse 5. For every woman that prayed or prophesied with her head uncovered, dishonored her head.
Now, the mate that you with, once you open the Bible, a mate you put this on top of her head. If she said there was none on her head, you just honored me. Your head. She dishonored you. And you dishonored her by not getting that purpose understood with her by being with the ass out of me. You have this book up, or maybe you cover your head. What? Yeah. You got a note? You and Yahweh the man got the note? When that book has it up, my better ass will cover her head right away because I told her to cover your head to honor me. You was created to honor me. So cover your head when I open the book up. Really? Now you honor me, which is your purpose of you being born, to honor me. So that's when you said, oh, no, I gotta go down. You're gone.
Right.
You're gone. Now we're doing Bible. So now we're doing Bible. So when I open this book up, immediately she covers her head. Now, I know I'm in the world of the Son of the Father, and she in the world of you. So according to Yahweh, she don't get you in you. That's why you got to be a Yahweh man. That's according to Yahweh, she don't get you. And you got to be known from the get-go. Because when you pray to Yahweh, he directs your path to that better head, the Yahweh man. Well, what you doing, baby? I'm praying to Yahweh. Well, how you praying to Yahweh? You're not in the room. That's why you got no joy. You can't pray past me. Because you're praying on your past your uncle. So when you're praying to Yahweh, he's going to direct you to me. But I'm going to tell you what the Bible says. We got to do this case. That's why I got to be a Yahweh man. Because your prayers ain't get no problem, no ankle, if you try to bypass me to what you're praying. I'm praying to Yahweh. Then when you read the word earlier, will you direct your path? To whom? Leadership. That's not us, not yours. And he doesn't know the word to show you where you at. What you got to do. What? See, we got a lot of teachers you got to do in this book. Then Yahweh will intervene. How you gonna be when we be our world? We do everything according to the flesh. We ain't doing no Bible. No Bible. No Bible to protect none of us. That's why you got all about this thing. Who are you? Keep reading.
Alright, middle verse 5.
Yeah.
But that is even all one as if she were saved.
Just like what happened in that, comedy show on TV when the woman slipped up with none on her head and the comedian signified with a bald head and they tried to slap her. If he knew the Bible, slap him. If he knew the Bible, he would have had his wife in there from the get-go. He had his wife with her head coming from the get-go. But she cannot be no comedian joke. You can't joke about nobody's head if you can't see it. You can't joke about a woman's head, you can't even see it. So he's not putting that emotion, she had no bald head. So when you take her out, she will cover her head. She didn't come out that door, she will cover her head. How do you know that? Look the picture up on that. Let's back up the Genesis to get the picture up on that.
See, when you get a relationship with your woman that can be with you forever, you got to make sure you employ her the right way. When she come out that door of the house, she covers her head. Then there ain't no jokes about she got bald spots in her head. Because they can't see it. You going to get a case in point? You
going back to Genesis. We're going to get a case in point. Now I'm back to let's get a case in point. Get a precept on that.
See, I watch everybody's faces, bro.
You know, the reason y'all quiet in intervening, even in this ministry, because we got hurt, we all in the push.
We're not in this Bible. Because you've been in Bible, you'd be the first one in and the last one to leave. You're about this business. Then y'all boy got no choice but to follow to leave. His word. He's going to keep his word. His word's going to stand. You're about this man's business, you're going to do this man's business. According to what he got written. All you got to do, see the written.
Okay, I'm doing the word written. Let's see what's written in the book of Genesis. We're going to find out what's written. We're going to find out exactly what your grandmother did. We're
going to find out what your grandmother did. That's what we're trying to find out.
What your grandmother did. See, if you want a case in point by anything, go back and see what your grandmother did. That's what she did. Now, go on, and I'm just looking for you.
We're going to around that 24th chapter somewhere. We're going. We're going to look at something
that your grandmother did.
We're going to look a little further.
We're going to see what your grandmother did. We're going to the 24th chapter.
My master.
sure you see me see that? Here's it is.
Yahweh.
She seems the stranger. She immediately direct.
Took a veil.
And covered herself.
So
when you got a better head, the minute she comes in contact with anybody other than you, she owes it to the right.
Take a veil and cover herself.
Cover her head. Now you see, right? So it wouldn't be no Jada Pinkett conversation about no comedy show. There would have been no comedy show, and he had jumped in the seat and go slap the other guy in the mouth if he understood some scripture. When you bring your better half out the house, immediately she's going to do what?
Not an infinite guilt
and Yahweh's words, keep the law, statutes, and commandments, what y'all gonna have in common?
Nothing
but two men in the sheep. If you're going to pay that telephone bill, I got to pay it. Really? That's all you got in common. So he's telling you in advance what not to do, but you don't do it. Because you do it all right. Because you do it all right. What's the next verse say?
For what fellowship has righteousness with unrighteousness?
Righteousness, laws, statutes, and commandments, people.
And what communion has light with darkness?
And what? How do light and darkness exist? And now light is out. Darkness nowhere around. You can't co-equal the devil. Well, we're gonna make this work. Although she doing one thing, I'm doing something else. We're gonna make this work. Huh? Only thing you gonna make work is 2 minutes in the sheet, and after that, you ain't got nothing coming. Not according to the book. Very wrong.
Verse 15.
What?
And what concord has Yahweh the Son with the devil?
I'm going to class. What you supposed to automatically do with a thank you, brother, man? follow me. And where you lodge, and where you lodge,
and wherever you own, wherever you lodge,
I will lodge.
I'm gonna be there too.
Your people shall be my people.
And where the people, you say your people, they're my people.
And your Yahuwah, my Yahuwah.
My Yahuwah.
Verse 17. Where you diet,
and wherever you diet, where you diet,
will I die.
Yeah, but I'm gonna die here.
And there will I be buried.
I'm gonna be buried related to you.
Yahuwah do so to me, and more also, if aught but death part thee in me.
Lord, now you got to the word. Now when the woman look at you and say that, where you wrong, I'm on. Now you can take a little look at that. I might got myself some here. She tells me when I make a move, she gonna be with me. Now where that coming from? Where that coming from? Come back, come on back there, brother. Come back to James chapter 2. Where's it coming from? Where this kind of confidence come from? Where is they pulling this from? Genesis 2. That's when you know that's a sign of knowing you got something to work with. Genesis chapter 2. Brother, let me pull it around by verse number 16. Then we'll read down with them without them. How did that mind come?
Genesis chapter 2, verse 16 down to 19. Verse 16 reads,
go on.
And Yahuwah commanded the man,
what?
Saying, of every tree of the garden you may freely eat. Verse 17. But of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, you shall not eat of it.
Mm-hmm.
For in the day that you eat it thereof, you shall surely die.
You say, otherwise, a tree of that, now don't want you in, and that's the tree of the same devil. I want you to be one of the same devil coming in down here. And what he's doing, and he down here, and what the priest has been doing up, brother. Nehemiah, what the priest has been doing in 1 Peter 5. I'm going to see what Satan's doing. Now, he down here. Now, that tree over there, which I'm not saying the devil, he down here now. But in 1 Peter chapter 5, we're going to take a peek at what he's doing. In 1 Peter chapter 5.
We're going to take a look at
1 Peter chapter 5. He down here. We're going to find out what he's doing down here. And he's in the garden now. So in 1 Peter chapter 5, we're going to find out what he's doing in the garden.
Starting
at verse 8. We're going to 1 Peter chapter 5, and we're going to find out what is he doing. Brother Nehemiah said, what is he doing? What is he doing?
1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8. Be sober and vigilant.
We'll pick up a verse number 6.
Okay, verse 6. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of Yahuwah.
Yes.
That he may exalt you in due time.
So Yahuwah, he'll get you in your top position when?
In due time.
In due time. First thing you got to do what?
Humble yourself.
Where?
Under his mighty hand.
Not funny, you better have skirt. You humble yourself, well?
Under the mighty hand of Yahuwah.
So that was going to get under the mighty hand of Yahuwah, everybody.
Verse 7, casting all your care upon him.
Why?
For he cares for him.
Verse 8.
And sober.
And you got what kind of mind you got to have?
A sober mind.
What?
And vigilant.
What that word mean?
Always watching.
That means always watching, right?
Because your adversary, the devil.
What?
Your adversary.
So what is saying to you?
The adversary.
He always against.
Yes.
He's the come and not the pull. He might be a pull, he said come. Go ahead.
Be sober and vigilant.
Go ahead.
Because your adversary, the devil.
What are you doing?
As a roaring lion.
Oh, he's moving around. What kind of way he's moving around?
Walking about.
For what?
Seeking whom he may devour.
The people of God. People that Adam, him
to
devour him. So he the one, he said, when Yahweh told him friend, go not to a tree that tree that's the bell. Because he will do what to you?
Devour you.
See, once we follow the person in Yahweh, and one thing ain't gonna break his word. But we follow the flesh. We're gonna make a blessing for you. And when we do get out 2 minutes, the problem is still gonna be there and it ain't gonna be worse. So after you come up, I'm gonna tell you what. We get that 2 minutes in and we get all the situation is behind it.
Can I read Psalm 55 and verse 28?
Psalms 119, verse 168 reads, I have kept your precepts.
Yes. way of the fear of God. You hear it? 132, 172. Psalms 119, 132, 172. Psalms 119, verse 172. And it reads, my tongue shall speak of your word, for all your commandments are righteousness.
So
the righteousness is what again?
Yahweh's
word. Yahweh's commandments, his word.
So long relying on Yahweh's word, when those can be able to move by example, and Yahweh can guide us up to his word.
I got something.
You got something?
You got something, baby? Just to add on to what you were saying about words, Psalms 119, verse 4 through 7. Walk in you.
How do Yahweh walk in you that they can read? Yahweh. How did Yahweh walk through the religion meaning? They are precept which you understand. How do Yahweh walk through the religion meaning? On the right side of the book. 2 John 1 verse 6. How do Yahweh walk with you? Brother Irving, how do Yahweh walk with you? I'm still in my phone here, Brother Irving.
2 John chapter 1 verse 6.
Listen to it.
And then read.
Brother Irving.
And this is love.
And this is love.
That we walk after Yahweh's commandments.
Well, got it. If you're walking after Yahweh, you're keeping what?
Commandments.
Laws, judgment, commandments. So if you're walking with Yahweh, you're keeping Yahweh's laws, judgment, commandments.
Hallelujah.
Then what do you say you're doing the precept up there, brother? Aren't we? We're going to St. John chapter 14, verse 14, down to verse 21. Brother Irving, St. John chapter 14, verse 14 down to verse 21. Just been walking in Yahweh. Let's see what Yahweh got for us. St. John chapter 14, verse 14 down to verse 21. Brother Irving, bring it.
John chapter 14, verse 14 down to 21.
Listen to it.
Verse 14 reads,
mm-hmm.
If you shall ask anything in Yahweh's name.
Yes.
Yahweh will do it.
So you gotta ask me in my name. Is it doing?
Hallelujah.
I'll do it, right? Ask me something in my name, and he said, I'll do it, right? Hallelujah.
Yahweh.
What happened next?
Verse 15. John 14, verse 15.
Listen, God.
If you love me,
but if you love me,
keep my commandments.
You keep my commandments. Otherwise, you keep my laws, statutes, and commandments. The love of Yahweh, if you love him, will keep his laws, statutes, and commandments.
Hallelujah.
Huh? If you love him, will keep his laws, statutes, and commandments. Put them on that, brother. I'm going to Hebrews chapter 10. Think about 10 and 2 and 2.
Right.
Go on, Hebrews chapter 10, verse 29 and verse 27. Hebrews 10, 22 to 27.
Hebrews chapter 10, verse 22
down to verse 27. Get down to 35 to 39,
Hebrews chapter 10, verse 22 down to 27. Verse 22 reads, let us draw near with a true mind and full assurance of the Torah, having our minds sprinkled from the evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Verse 23. Let us hold fast the profession of our Torah without wavering, for Yahweh is faithful that promise. Verse 24. Let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works. Verse 25. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together.
He said now, we read Yahweh's word, we will not forsake what?
The assembling of ourselves together.
The assembling of Yahweh's people together. That means you doing. Give me a precept, young man, bow tie. Give me the book of 24, verse 8.
Alright, the book of Leviticus.
24, verse
8. Leviticus chapter 24, verse 8. Leviticus chapter 24, verse 8. Every Sabbath.
Amen.
Every Sabbath.
Amen.
He's a set it in order.
Amen.
Before Yahweh continually.
Amen.
Then take it from the children of Israel by an everlasting
covenant. I'm not asking, not better have anything according to the Bible. I will just the Sabbath together when?
Every Sabbath.
Every Sabbath.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to take care of that business in Yahweh. Whatever we got going on, if you ain't going, I'm going.
How many Sabbaths?
Every Sabbath.
Why so?
Hallelujah. Give me a... Isaiah 4:16, young one. Let's find out. We're going to find out why you're going to bed in the Sabbath. We're going to Isaiah 56:3, verse number 1. Hold your mind, we're going to get what you got there, brother. We're coming back to you,
brother. Look, Isaiah 6, chapter 56.
Verse number 1.
Verse 1.
This is it.
Thus said Yahuwah.
What are you speaking?
Yahuwah.
Amen. Amen.
Keep ye judgment.
Judgment.
And do justice.
Justice.
For thou salvation is near to come.
Oh, yeah, boy. What word is that now?
Salvation.
Oh, salvation is called eternal life.
We are
so now to tell us about how to get eternal life. You gotta keep the judgment because my salvation what?
Is near.
Glory to God.
Come.
Glory.
And my righteousness to be revealed.
And what is his righteousness again?
Hallelujah.
My statutes and commandments. Go ahead.
Verse 2.
What?
Blessed is the man that doeth it.
Oh. You got a word on you?
Blessed.
Oh, that's what we want, don't we?
Hallelujah.
Blessed is the man that doeth it. Do what? Go to that part of brother Nehemiah. Genesis 2, verse 3. Blessed is the man that doeth it. Genesis 2, verse 3. Blessed is the man that doeth it. So, if he's showing you how to get a blessing, and you pay it no never mind, isn't that committing suicide?
Yes, it is.
If he going to tell you how to get a blessing, and you know how to get a blessing, but you chose not to get the blessing, then it's going to no way. Do you know what that makes you to be after that reason, 2 verse 3? And it says, Brother Nehemiah.
Genesis chapter
2
and verse 3.
What's the word?
And Yahuwah blessed the seventh day.
What day are you blessed?
The seventh day.
So the blessed day is the what day?
Seventh day.
The seventh day. Glory.
And sanctify it.
And sanctify it.
Because that in it, he has rested from all his work, which Yahuwah created and made.
So, he tell you his salvation is based upon you the blessing. It's based upon your being what?
Keeping the Sabbath.
Keeping the Sabbath day. Now, because somebody tell me, look here. We got gold right there by that tree right there. Gold right by the tree. Then the shelf will go do it. They go out there and hit one lynch and say, I can't find it. He said, man, you got gold right there, go out there and get busy. If the man tell us the way we got to go.
Hallelujah.
He told us the way we gotta go. Huh? He told us the way we gotta go to be able to lead our family. We gotta follow ourselves.
Alright, back to me. Alright. And the Son of Man that lay hold on it, that keepeth the Sabbath, both the movement.
Glory.
And keep his hands from doing any evil.
So you make sure whatever evil you gotta do is in the one day.
On the Sabbath day.
You might be got you to get better head than a good choke block. And all of a sudden you see Friday night you'll come in. Why you stop choking me? Oh, Saturday coming in. Let me get that out the way and remind me after Saturday what this man what you mean, because I'll move you up, right? See, it's your words real good. Okay, well, after Saturday I'll get back on the beginning. You gotta really stop what you're doing. On Sunday. I don't care what it is. Let's get a case of punk that on. You're going to a thing. No, I'm going to get a case of punk. Hold on. Hold on that, brother. Let's get a case of punk. I'm pleased to have. Let's go to Luke 1, 9, and 10. Luke, chapter 1, verse 9, and 10, brother.
Luke.
Chapter 1, verse 19. One little picture, brother Andy. One little picture. Luke, chapter 1, verse 9 and 10.
Luke, chapter 1, verse 9 and 10.
One.
Verse 9 reads.
What?
According to the custom of the priest's office.
According to the custom, right? The custom, right? The custom, right?
Hallelujah.
That's a little bad custom, right?
Uh-huh.
So hold that point then, brother. Come out here. Give me 17 chapter. happen to rest on you. The custom. That was custom, right?
Act 1.
Yeah, take the microphone. Act. And what I said then, Act 17, 1 and 2. Act 17, 1 and 2.
Yeah. His lot was to burn innocent.
Oh, he was done when he was turning the lights on. was waiting for him to get there. They was already there. They were waiting to get to the turn of lights on, brother.
Hallelujah.
So they was already outside.
They beat him there.
They beat him there. They was outside kicking rocks and talking churches and doing everything.
Hallelujah.
They were waiting on him to come and turn the lights on, brother.
Hallelujah.
And that's Friday night, ain't it?
Hallelujah.
So Friday night. They don't see a job that's custom word, it's not a word, but get in there and turn the lights on. Because the people was ready, they just couldn't get in until he turned the lights on. And his job was to turn the lights on.
Thank you for turning the lights on.
Turn the lights on.
Yeah, thank you.
That's what they keep telling them. Once we get in, all the people is coming. Once we get on, the people is coming. But we ain't on yet. We play the sound of like it's no never mind. The people's all the way out. When they ready to go? Come to verse 10 then. Come on, brother. What are they doing in verse 10?
Luke chapter 1, verse 10.
Listen to it.
And the whole multitude of the people were praying without.
The whole multitude of the people. Now, this guy gets pissed off on that. That's out there, Brother Neil Almighty, Neil picks up on that. The whole multitude was doing what? Read that verse again.
Verse 10?
Yeah, read it again.
Luke chapter 1, verse 10.
Yes.
And the whole multitude of the people were praying without.
So the whole multitude, they were praying without. Huh?
Hallelujah.
So they were already there, wasn't there?
Hallelujah. What?
I need to preach up that brother Nehemiah. 1:13 chapter Acts. They were there with 1:13 and if you read verse 1:2 Nehemiah. 13:44. Brother Nehemiah. Acts 13:44. Let's see what they were outside building on. Acts 13:44. We're waiting on Brother Nehemiah. Acts 13:44. What are they waiting on?
Acts 13:44.
Yes.
And the next Sabbath day came almost the whole city together.
What in the world? Oh! So everybody came to do what?
Turn the light on,
turn the microphone. Who was already outside? people. And it's already out there. We're going to get in, aren't we?
Mark
John chapter 16 and verse 1.
Listen good.
And when the Sabbath was passed.
When the Sabbath was passed. Was passed, right? Hey, the Sabbath passed, right? Verse 2.
Verse 2. And very early in the morning.
Very early in the morning.
The first day of the week.
The first day of the week. So, very early in the morning is like the beginning of another day. Is that what it
is?
So, Yahweh was on the Mount of Olives at the late part of that day, but the early morning part of what was coming in.
Morning.
What was coming in?
Early morning.
No, according to 16 verse 1, what was coming in? My brother, Nehemiah,
the Sabbath.
Oh, so Yahweh 2 miles away. And as, you know, as the day was going out, the early part of Saturday was getting ready to kick off, wasn't it?
Okay.
Huh?
Not for
the Sabbath. Yeah, the early part of it was getting ready to kick off. Right. The beginning of it, right?
Right.
For the same time, I didn't do it. I knew it enough. So you make it. You keep on, you know, like when the Texas being there, out of here, can make some crack. Get in here, keep all that stigma care around. Hot in the year, try to make some crack. Just spin the chair around. Then when you got boom, you come out and do it. You got to make this, you got to draw a picture of what's going on inside. That's when the single man and lady, they can draw that picture. What is y'all going to do? We go on to St. John 19, Brother Evan. And we're looking at verse number 42, Brother Evan. We're going to St. John 19, 42. St. John 19, 42.
John 19, verse 42. Reads, uh-huh. There lay Yahweh the Son, therefore, because of Yahweh's Judah, preparation day.
Preparation day. Uh-huh.
For the burial was nigh at hand.
20, verse 1.
John chapter 20 verse 1. The first day of the week.
The first day of the week.
That's an early morning. Okay, hallelujah.
The first day of the week.
After the Sabbath. Hallelujah.
First day of the week. Come on.
John 20 verse 1.
Yeah, continue.
John chapter 20 verse 1. The first day of the week.
First day of the week.
Mary Magdalene.
When?
Early.
We come when?
Early.
What does that mean? When?
After the Sabbath.
No, what do you mean? Tell the Bible.
Early, when it was yet dark.
When it was what?
When it was yet dark.
Yet dark. So, the early part is going to be yet dark. So, when Yahweh starts seeing it start getting early, it starts getting dark, he knows something. Let's go back to 8:1-2 again. Thank you. So he was sitting there watching, like right now. We're watching the closing of the Saturday.
Right now.
We're watching the closing. He got parents trying to share with him. Because we know this deal is the late part of the bottom part of the set. The early part of the first day of the week ain't till we can see that later on. We're going to 8:1-2 again.
Imagine here times go now.
So Yahweh 2 miles away from the temple, right?
John 8:1-2 again.
John chapter 8, verse 1 and 2. Verse 1 reads.
All right.
Yahweh the Son went unto the Mount of Olives.
He went to the Mount of Olives, 2 miles away from Job.
Hallelujah. John chapter 8, verse 2. And early in the morning.
And early in the morning.
Yahweh came again into the temple.
So he came again to the temple. For the reason he called their temple.
And all the people came unto him.
But no. When is he come to that temple early in the morning? When is he come?
It's a dark, like
the dark. As it's done in. So as it was done into the Saturday. We know he had to get there because the city had already turned the lights on. The people got inside, right?
Hallelujah,
brother. And as it was 2 miles away, huh?
Hallelujah, brother.
Is that right?
Uh-huh.
Now, come on at Nehemiah, 21:37-38. Baruch. Now, so we're drawing a picture now.
Okay, good.
Luke chapter 21, verses 37 and 38.
Which is good.
And in the daytime.
Right, in the daytime. Now, when's the daytime again?
The daytime was the beginning of the Sabbath.
Teaching. Not preaching. Teaching.
And at night he went out.
And he didn't leave out the lamb?
At night.
What that supposed to mean? So we ain't know about. What that supposed to mean? According to us. What do you mean that? So he didn't leave out till nighttime. Now go back to the Bible again.
Yes. So now we try to draw a picture. So if you want this man's salvation, we got this line of this book. So he read out the wind?
Nighttime.
Okay, let's go to the Bible and find out what time is that is. Let's find out what's going on again. Let's go back into the Bible until the gospel begins, the book means the covenant. Find out when is that? Let's find out when is that. Let's find out what's going on. We're going to find out what's going on, y'all. See, we got it. See, you make Bible study class very interesting as you get prepared.
But if you got some, go ahead and pull it out. But I'm going to get some of that bread. You got some bread, John?
All right. I'll go to the book of Deuteronomy. Pick it up at chapter 16.
Mm-hmm.
And pick it up at verse number 6. Mm-hmm. Brother Joseph. Deuteronomy, you're going to pick it up at chapter 16, pick it up at verse number 6.
Deuteronomy 16, verse 6. And it reads, but at the place which Yahweh, Israel, Yahweh shall choose, the place Yahweh named in, there you shall sacrifice the Passover at evening, at the going down of the sun, at the season that you came forth out of bondage or of Egypt.
So
they were doing things when they're going down of sun.
But
that was great. Yeah, that's right.
Brother Joseph.
Thank you, Brother Young One.
That's right. Back to these gospels again, Brother Joseph. I'm coming back to you. I'm missing something. I'm coming back to Matthew again. I'm trying to verse in to get to where I want to get to. But I'm struggling big time trying to tie this in.
Okay, I think I might have this time. I'm trying to get me something that I really just bring it on home.
Matthew
28,
verse
1. No, I've done it already. It's something I'm looking for to really. I'm gonna keep talking until I. It's something I'm looking for. To really kind of bring in, I'm trying to draw this picture. It's the first I'm looking for to walk right into what we own. The first that I'm looking for.
At 13:45.
Luke 2:3-6. Picking up that, Brother Joseph. Luke 2:3, verse 56. I think I'm on from now.
Okay. You go Luke 23, verse 26.
Yes, sir.
56 or 26?
Luke 23, verse 56.
Luke 23, verse 56.
Yes.
And it reads,
what?
For a certain man.
No, what you read?
Luke 23, verse 56. I was at 22, sorry. Luke 23, verse 56.
Yes.
And it reads,
what?
And they returned.
They returned.
And prepared spices.
Yes.
And ointment.
What?
And rested the Sabbath day.
And they rested when?
The Sabbath day.
The Sabbath day.
According to the commandment.
They rested. They rested on Sabbath day. I mean, they rest, but they were keeping that Sabbath day resting by looking at that man called Yahweh's son over there in that little man. Then what happened next? 24 and 1.
Luke 24, verse 1.
Yes, he was.
Now, from the first day of the week,
what does that mean? Do you read?
Very early in the morning.
Very early in the morning. So we won't say, so what time is this? What time is the first day of the week, very early in the morning?
Come on, let's read it again.
Luke 21 and 30.
Now we got the faith. We got the faith now. The people's already in there. The son had them set. They had a teaching play, teaching already. And then they noticed here comes Yahweh the son.
Go ahead, right? Verse 37.
They did.
And in the daytime.
In the daytime, the early part of the Saturday.
Early part of the Saturday.
Yeah, yeah.
He was teaching in the temple.
And what was he doing?
Teaching in the temple.
Go ahead.
And at night.
And at night. What do you mean at night? At the closing of the Sabbath. At the closing of the Sabbath. Closing of the Sabbath is what time? When it gets dark. Right? What did he do? What did he do?
He went out.
So a lot of people ask you, how many of y'all classes? We look out the window until it gets dark. Remember the time they were last, he said, go around. How long the class is after? I was sitting in the park outside. Keep looking out the window. Keep it when it gets dark. That's the closing of the Sabbath.
Hallelujah. What?
Right? So we're looking out the window. So we're looking out the window to see when the Sabbath is over. When it gets dark, right?
Hallelujah.
And that's the early part of the first day of the week, ain't it?
Hallelujah.
Right?
Hallelujah.
Is that right?
Hallelujah.
Okay, good. Now, if you know all that now, right, let's go back to the 56th chapter. Again, young man, of Isaiah. Now, if you know all that good stuff now, let's even say, heed. So you're not doing no evil when you're keeping that Sabbath day in that word. Go ahead.
Verse 3.
Right.
Neither let the son of the stranger.
And you don't let the son of the stranger. That means any or whoever it is, but we gonna precept that. In this case, we got to know who is the stranger in this point. Now, hear me out there, brother. Hear me out. I need to know who is the stranger is in So, in this case, even remember, in 11 verse 6, the Bible has a word. Hey, brother Joseph, in 11 verse 6, the Bible has a word.
Joe, 11 verse 6.
Yeah. See, the Bible have what kind of name?
Double name.
Okay, what's that name?
Job 11 verse 6.
Okay.
And that he will show you the secrets of wisdom, that they are double to that which is.
So
therefore.
So when you're reading the Bible has, it's not a novel. The Bible has their word.
A double meaning.
And right now we're talking about the stranger, right?
Mm-hmm.
See, the stranger, but this right here has a double meaning. To it, the stranger. And now we're going to precept that and bow, Brother Joseph, we're going to precept that and bow what stranger you're talking about in this case.
Let the stranger do what?
Neither let the son of the stranger that joined himself to Yahuwah.
Okay, good. The son of the stranger. See, this is what got those here basically off the radio for all last week. Because they don't understand this. It's a mix. And I said, we ain't want you to know understand until you understand all the things. The stranger.
Isaiah 53.
The stranger. You understand the stranger, right? Is anybody with me?
Y'all
the stranger. See, right now, I can smell a Christmas close by.
See, that stranger means
anybody older than Israel. See, that was stranger going. That was going to be said. But now we're going to do a little, how we get to understand again, Brother Joseph?
Precept.
According to, the verse.
Give me 13 verse, give me 28, 13.
How do we get to understand this? Remember, we must talk from a verse standpoint. Isaiah 28, verse 13.
Isaiah 28, verse
13.
Isaiah 28, verse 13. But the word of Yahweh was unto them precept upon precept,
verse.
Precept upon precept,
verse.
Line upon line. Line upon line,
what?
Here a little, and there a little.
So precept upon precept.
Line upon line,
what?
Line upon line.
Yeah, but there's a word that I missed out of there. I missed the word in 28. I missed the word verse 10. Thank you, that young man. Young man said, yeah, see me, you missed the word verse 10. Yeah, that's what I like. But 28 verse 10.
Isaiah 28 verse 10.
Yes.
And it reads, for precept must be upon precept.
What is precept? Got to be what kind of way?
Must be upon precept.
You must precept your Bible.
Hallelujah.
You ain't going to get this no other way.
Hallelujah.
You just can't get thinking you'll be reading. No. You must precept the Bible.
Hallelujah.
The Bible has what kind of meaning?
A double meaning.
A double meaning.
Carolina, then it's a rock. Where are you going to go? I need a picture of that.
Too late now, about 5 minutes, huh?
Good.
And they
just about to stop me, that's got the ball kid. They don't know. They're here in the come. I got my eye on them, watching them in the hand to come. Three down and both five. Chapter 1, 3, 4, 5. Let Joseph come.
Ephesians chapter 1, verse 20.
Ephesians chapter 1, you read one already. Come. You know what the saints do, right? Three down to verse 5. Let's find out about those saints with the children of Israel. What about them? 3, 4, and 5.
Psalms 145, verse 5.
1.
Ephesians.
1. Verse 3, 4, and 5. Ephesians. Here's somebody on the Jesus, he's outside. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 4 and 5.
3.
3, 4, and 5. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3, 4, and 5. Verse 3. Verse 3, verse 4. What's in God? Blessed be Yahweh, the Son, Yahweh the Father. Praise. Yahweh the Son. Who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Yahweh the Son.
So you already done his part. He's been waiting on you to do yours. He said he already done my part. He's got to find out who you are. Give me Thomas verse 3 of verse 9. Let me tell him verse 3. See, the whole thing is now you got to find out who you are.
I thought the covenant of Thomas, the gospel of Thomas,
what's in God?
Verse 3.
Verse 3.
Now, what does Thomas say?
Verse 3.
If those who lead you,
those who lead you, now those that lead you,
say to you,
say to you,
lo,
what?
The kingdom is in heaven.
The kingdom is in heaven, what?
The birds in heaven will precede you.
If the birds will beat you in your brain room.
If they say to you,
if they say to you,
it's in the sea.
The kingdom is over in the sea somewhere.
Then the fish will precede you.
Then the fish gonna get you there.
Brother, the kingdom is within you.
The kingdom is already within you.
And outside of you.
Well,
when you know yourself.
You gotta first do what?
Know yourself.
You gotta know yourself. You gotta know about these children of the saints. They talk about you, the children of Israel. You gotta know yourself.
Pray. Then you will be known.
Then you'll be known.
And you will know.
You will know
that you are the son of the living Father.
Then you will know who you are, really.
But if you do not know yourself.
If you do not know yourself.
Then you are in poverty.
Then you are in poverty.
And you yourself.
And you.
Are the poverty.
And you are the poverty. The reason why we are trouble today, because we don't know who ourselves. We don't know how to go in this valley and dismantle these people.
136.
We got to know how to go in and dismantle.